I've done a few stories in the past about the library's equity plan that they announced in February. And after a May 24th board meeting, Michael Torres, who's the president of the Library Workers Union, reached out to essentially tell me what's really going on. He pointed me in the direction of Bree Flannelly, who worked at Central Library for 5 years. She addressed the board during that May 24th board meeting, which was held through Zoom, to talk about her experiences with racism and ableism at Central Library. But before she could begin speaking, Judge Jose Salinas, who is the board president, muted her. And it wasn't until Drs. Patricia Payne and Colin Murtada told him to unmute her that she was allowed to speak.
So then you started talking to people, and people started telling you some things, a lot of things about possible racism in the library system, as well as, sexism and other allegations. What were people telling you?
Right. So I started speaking with Bree Flannelly. She was the first person that I really spoke to. Bree has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. She was an activities guide at Central Library, and she said when she would pitch ideas, she was often told that they were worried, her supervisor was worried that she lacked follow through, even though there was no history of that. She believes that was ableism on part of the library, as well as things she had heard librarians and other staff members say to and about Black patrons. She described Black patrons not being served as well as white patrons coming into the library, as well as racial slurs being used in reference to Black patrons. And from there, she pointed me in the direction of a few other staff members, both current and former, many of whom, especially the current employees, whom didn't want to speak on record, but they all had very similar stories of either witnessing patrons being treated poorly or they themselves being treated poorly by supervisors. And all of them said when they went to library leadership, including CEO Jackie Neitz, nothing was done. Bree Flannelly also described what she called being gaslit by Neitz when she went forward, and being told that she was perceiving racism and wasn't actually experiencing it.
So, these are a lot of strong things that people are talking about happened to them in the system and throughout the leadership at the library. What really stood out to you when you're hearing these stories?
I think it was the disconnect between how Neitz perceived the situation compared to pretty much everyone else that I spoke to. When I spoke to Neitz for the story, she said that there were complaints, but they were few and far between. Like I said, every person of color that I spoke to who works at the library or previously worked at the library had a very similar story. And they could all point me in the direction of three other people who experienced something. And then, of course, you have Dr. Patricia Payne, who has been a board member for 6 years, tell me, quote, "The library is run like a plantation." So are the complaints few and far between, or is the library run like a plantation? Those are two very different extremes.
Now, you said you started looking into this following work that the library has been doing on diversity, equity, and inclusion. What does the library say they're doing in this regard?
Right. So before these allegations really came to light, their equity plan included building libraries in underserved areas, including Perry Township, and expanding collections to represent the communities they're serving. I actually received an email yesterday that was an internal email sent from Neitz to library staff, and they are planning on bringing in an outside expert to assist with personnel issues and having an internal climate audit.
Do you plan to follow this story, and what might we expect to happen?
I'm absolutely following it. I'm really curious to see what that internal climate audit will look like and how it will be conducted, especially if people aren't comfortable coming forward for fear of retribution. And from what I've heard from people that I've spoken with, there are no expectations that Neitz will step down, even though many employees have said that would be the best thing for the library. She told me in my interview with her that she has no plans to step down. And Judge Salinas also said he would like to fulfill the rest of his term as board president. So as far as leadership changes, nobody really expects anything to happen, but they are planning on bringing in an outside expert. And Judge Salinas told me yesterday that he would be willing to have an external investigation into leadership and things happening at the library.
Well, thank you so much for taking time today.
Thank you.